particular, a name that's peculiar and more dignified. Else how can he keep up his tail perpendicular, or spread out his whiskers, or cherish his pride? Of names of this kind, I can give you a quorum, such as Munkerstrap, Quaxer, and Coricapat, such as Bombaliorina, or else Jellylorum, names that never belong to more than one cat. But above and beyond, there's still one name left over, and that is a name that you never will guess. A name that no human research can discover, but the cat himself knows and will never confess. When you notice a cat in profound meditation, the reason I tell you is always the same. His mind is engaged in a rapt contemplation of the thought, of the thought, of the thought of his name. His ineffable, effable, effan-ineffable, deep and inscrutable, singular name. Isn't that brilliant, Lacey Lou? I love that one.
It means thinking very hard, Impy. You know, like you do sometimes when you sit with your baby Velvet in your lap and plan what we're going to do when your friends in the Pink's gang are going to come over for the next tea party. Remember sometimes I talk to you and you're so miles away you don't even hear me. That's what you might call a rapt contemplation.
Well, it's the man, Mr. Elliot, that wrote that poem. It meant thinking very, very hard.
How can he keep up his tail perpendicular? That's the word, perpendicular. It's a word for an angle. It basically means keeping up the cat's tail at a jaunty angle.
See? Look, Impy, like in this picture here.
Easy words. The poem wouldn't rhyme as well, darling. And you see, he says here about there's a name that's particular, and he made it rhyme with perpendicular. And that was very clever of Mr. Elliot. I know you find the words difficult now, sweetie girl. When you get older, you'll get to understand that words are lovely things. Words are really cool things. And language, that's another word for words, language can be really gorgeous. It can be absolutely lovely to read and to work with and to describe things and to make people understand about things. It's the coolest thing in the world. And you do it all the time. You use it, you know, when you play games with Mr. Charlie Deer and Crystal and Boofy. And I sit and listen to you talking. You use words. And you use words and sounds and you make things happen in your stories. You use words all the time. And when you get older, you'll use them more and more and more.
I suppose I do, Mummy. But all the same, I don't like these big, long words and big, big, long names and things. I think they're silly. I think they're just silly.
Oh, really? You think great, big, long names are silly, do you? So we'll take away your beautiful name, DeLacy Elaine, and we'll call you something short and simple and easy to say, shall we? Like, what do you think, Bert? Like, Dot?
Oh, yeah, we'll call her Dot.
Oh, no, don't you dare call me Dot. I am not a Dot, I am Lacey.
caught you out. There you go, then.
See, we told you you wouldn't like
it. I will think about not calling you Dot.
Come on, Impy, that's enough chattering. Time to get on with your lesson. Here's the picture of Growl Tiger. We'll be meeting him soon, so you start colouring him in for me if you could, OK? Let's get him all lovely before Miss Miller gets here.
OK, OK, I can't know what I put my book and pen to, what I put my pencils, what colour do I need for Growl Tiger.
Impy.
Boing, boing, boing. There are coon sandwiches at the Jellicle's ball. Coon sandwiches. Here's a coon sandwich for you. Boing, boing. Meow, boing. Meow, boing.
What was your mouthful, Impy?
Jellicle cats, Jellicle cats. Meow, I'm a Jellicle cat. Meow.
Oh, come on, Impy, get some snap in your sap, will you? We don't have all day. Sometimes I forget you're not one of my sisters, you little menace. What I mean is, hurry up and finish your dinner or the rainbow bus will be here and all those nice homemade chicken nuggets will go to waste. I don't want Iggy the Fire Bobby to get them. He eats enough of our food as it is. I don't know why he just doesn't bring his bed here.
Oh, stop it, Bert. Iggy's nice. He's my friend. I don't care if he doesn't bring his bed here. We'd rather nice company than you anyway, you pointy ears old rat.
Well, I do care. Now, come on, sweetie girl. Eat your nuggets.
Well, they're not chicken nuggets anyway. They're corn. But I've been thinking about fins. You know, the way fins are called, different fins, the names of fins.
Yes.
Why is corn called corn?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I think there was a village called that in the middle of England somewhere, and it was named after it. We can always look it up if you're at all interested.
Yes, but why was it called corn and not something else? Say, like, not real meat?
Oh, Impy, really, the questions you ask. People have to like the names of things or they won't buy them. Like, you love your name, don't you? De Lacey Elaine. But remember how annoyed you were when Mummy said, how about just renaming you Dot? You don't like the sound of that so much, do you?
No.
Well, when people need to sell something, they have to give it an attractive name so that people will want to buy it.
Oh.
Not real meat might describe exactly what corn is, but I don't think anyone would want to buy something called that, do you?
No, I suppose not.
The end of it. No, I'm not interested. No, I'm not going to make them for you ever again. No, it's no good making up to me. I'm not doing it. I refuse to work my fingers to the bone making food for that silly icky to eat.
Oh, come on, you get me.
No, it's no use kissing me. I'm not interested. Now, no, get off, Impy. Get off.
Hey, Pollyanna. I thought you'd gone to bed ages ago.
Oh, sorry, Elle. We had a slight tantrum. We left Boofy in here from when we were playing earlier, and of course we couldn't possibly go to sleep without him.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, in that case.
For the last time, Mummy, I'm not a Pollyanna. I am Lacey Elaine. But where's Boofy? I can't see Boofy. Where's Boofy gone?
Oh, it's all right, Impy. I think he's under the table. He was hiding from Parky last I heard.
Oh, I can see where he's hiding him. Come here, Boofy. Come here, you little monster. Oh, don't hide from Mummy. I don't like it. You know I can't go to sleep unless I've got you cuddled in my arm. Oh, goodness gracious, goodness gracious. There you are. Oh, you got some dust on your head. Let me get rid of it. Oh, goodness. Oh, there's a good boy, Boofy. Boofy. I don't remember calling him that. He was just always Boofy.
Well, we called you De Lacy, Elaine. Daddy chose your first name. We were reading a book, and there was a lady called De Lacy in the book, and we both agreed what a beautiful name it was. You were going to be called Elizabeth. But when we saw the name De Lacy, we both fell in love with it, and we both thought it would suit you. So we wrote to Auntie Ellie, and we said that we wanted you called De Lacy. Now, Auntie Ellie called Boofy Boofy, because she got him for you, and his actual name is Boofle, which is a way of saying beautiful. And he's actually a doggy that you can get on cards and mugs and writing paper and all that kind of thing. And his real name is Boofle, but she got it slightly wrong, and so she called him Boofy. And by the time we found out that it was the wrong name for him, Boofy'd stuck, so Boofy he will be and always will be Boofy. So that's how Boofy got his name.
Well, I like Boofy. I don't like Boofle. It doesn't suit him. So I'm glad Auntie Ellie called him Boofy. I love my Boofy, Mummy. I love mine Boofy the best for all my toys. Even though you bought me beautiful toys, I love mine Boofy the best. Nobody's better than Boofy because he was the first toy I ever had when I didn't have any at all. And he was the first person to come to live in Toity.
In where?
Just lovely. Oh, Bert. I think we've got ourselves a little angel here sometimes.
I know. It's lovely, isn't it? Well, come on, Impy Imp. Let's get Boofy, then you can snuggle up and go to Toy Town in your dreams. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sure. But I'm not a clever lazy loo like you. I can't make up names for things.
Oh, don't snuggle in your eyes.
Watch where you're blowing them raspberries.
Oh, come on, I'm tired. It's time we did the song.
Yeah, I'm tired too. Come on, give me a kiss goodnight.
Night, night, mummy.